This is Mountain Radio Verbier, and we are high up in the mountains, over 2,600 metres in altitude, looking down on Bourg-Saint-Pierre. We can also see the Col du Grand Saint-Bernard. We can see the Barrage de Toul, the dam that is just below the col. And we can also see a bit of the Massif du Mont Blanc. And we're up here at what is probably the highest site in the whole of Europe, with a team of intrepid archaeologists who are looking around the Mur d'Annibal, or the Mur dit d'Annibal, as they call it. And I'm with one of those archaeologists, Romain Antemann, in this little cabin that they call home at the moment. And first of all, Romain, why is it called the Mur Annibal?
Dès le 19e siècle, on a cette volonté de faire passer Annibal quasiment par chaque vallée alpine. Et quand on a des érudits dans un point, ils veulent qu'Annibal soit passé par là. Donc on va appeler des structures qui sont très particulières dans les vallées en lien avec Annibal, même si on n'a aucune preuve de son passage.
It's a wish that dates back from the 19th century to say that Hannibal crossed over. Everyone wants to claim a bit of Hannibal. And this is a very particular site, as you said. It's a very unusual site.
On a des constructions, entre autres un mur en pierre sèche, un mur d'enceinte à vocation probablement défensive, qui fait plus de 270 mètres de long.
It's a wall around 270 meters long in total, probably defensive. It's a point where you can see people who are coming from the south, from the direction of Italy and the Val d'Ost, and also in the other direction.
C'est une position qui permet peut-être aussi un refuge pour les populations locales. Au niveau des Romains, on a probablement une réoccupation par les Romains du lieu au moment de l'annexion romaine de nos territoires alpins.
The Celts built this, and it was a place where they could take refuge from the Roman invaders. But at some time, the Romans did completely dominate this region, and we can see that there are many nails. They wore hobnailed boots, and each boot had around 100 nails in it, and there are lots of them that you found that you showed us earlier. As we were speaking to Romain, we came across a rather famous walker who was coming to visit the site, former president of Switzerland, Pascal Couchepin.
I think that, generally speaking, they must improve the archaeological research in this canton, where we are so proud of the past. The past is not only the past of the last 1,000 years, it is the past before invasion of the Romans. It is interesting to see how a change of civilization occurs.
Pascal Couchepin, former president of Switzerland. And before we left the dig, we asked Romain Antemann what he wants to achieve once his work at the site is over.
De vérifier nos hypothèses archéologiques, et puis dans un deuxième temps, on a un objectif de présentation par la mise en place d'un circuit touristique sur le site avec des panneaux explicatifs, un espace de présentation probablement en fond de vallée pour les gens qui ne pourraient pas venir sur place, étant donné que c'est quand même assez difficile d'accès, il faut marcher plusieurs heures pour venir, et puis un objectif bien sûr de publication scientifique des résultats pour partager ça à la communauté.
First of all, there's a scientific objective, that's to prove the hypotheses they've made about the people who lived here, the people who built and who lived around these walls. And the second objective is a tourist objective, to explain to people all of the things they've discovered and to reconstruct it in Lied, because it's not easy to get up here. You can find all the information at the tourist offices in Lied and around the Pays du Saint-Bernard region.